There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready. Thank you. Are you enjoying yourselves out there?
Are you enjoying yourselves out there? I don't know what it is. I start working on a program and a piece of music hits me, and most of the pieces I choose have got some very interesting meaning, as does this one. Good evening. Jeff Bennett, welcome to the Edge of Darkness for this Thursday night. First and foremost, I apologize for not being live last night. I worked for quite a while the other night to prepare what I was going to publish on drkelly.info. And decided I would do that as a program, and then all of a sudden something clicked. I said, I think I've done this before. So I went into the archives and found out that I had actually published that piece back in September. But it had so much to say that I made a decision to go ahead and pull up the archives and rebroadcast that last night. I was actually blown away. The number of emails and texts that I received while that program was airing. And sometimes it's more than you expect, or it's more than what you originally did. People get ready. I think in more ways than one, it says a lot, certainly spiritually. But until that moment in time comes, we are battling other wars on this planet. I did not wake up until just slightly after noon today, only because my phone rang. Apparently it had rang several times before and I never heard it. And I was up extremely late last night, till well after 3 o'clock. and I think I had taken a nap for a couple hours sometime during the course of yesterday. Major paperwork that I had to conclude and accomplish for accounting reasons. It's funding for the network, which we do here through this broadcast. I don't know what the other broadcasts do. This past 30 days has been immensely satisfying as far as what we do for those listeners who choose to make acquisitions of precious metals through Sierra Madre or technically through Kettle Moraine. And I just had a massive amount of accounting. First of all, I had to get settled up with our 26-year client to get him his final amount of funds for all which he had supplied us with. He and I had a long talk today, and he expects within the next 30 days to begin buying again. Now, that may sound crazy, but that's the way he is for many, many reasons. And, of course, we have funding to support the network with. We don't pay broadcasting fees per se here, but and like I say, I don't know what the other broadcasters do, but one of our agreements with John is that we certainly share the proceeds of any sales that come through this network. And it was a very, very involved project to get concluded. Now, sometime today, I lost something, and I've had to attempt to recreate it, but I'm still going to look around to see if I can find the original. So there's much going on here. But that still brings us back to people get ready. Over the course of today, I began to put some new headlines together for Sierra Madre PreciousMetals.com. And it was kind of a quirk. I probably wouldn't even have done it, except that I received a series of headlines from a supplier and a friend of mine that kind of established the direction for our commentary today. The first one was entitled Perfect Storm for Gold Advance. And it's simple. Throughout history, people have revered gold as a sign of wealth, to me, more importantly, a store of value. Today, gold is not only a precious metal, but also a precious investment. I have emphasized this many times over. When I talk about precious investment, I'm not talking about necessarily for the purposes of making money, but for the purpose of being able to hold on to what we have and be able to survive whatever the hell is coming. In 2020, last year, 47% of global gold demand, the largest share, came from investors. Simple. Gold has always maintained its value in the long run. Between 2001 and 2020, gold's annual return average, now get this, because your stockbroker ain't going to tell you this. Your banker damn sure isn't going to tell you this. Gold's annual return averaged 11.2%. And for that period of time, for almost 20 years, it outperformed other key asset classes, including equities, bonds, and treasuries. Now, that's something interesting to certainly consider. That's just on the cheap end of it, in my estimation. The golden future. Visualizing the economic case for this barbarous relic. There's an amazing piece that's been done here that I am probably going to have to wind up posting. It's long, and I should probably post it underneath that headline. But we'll get to that another time. And yet, one must keep in mind that in the general scheme of things, what we're seeing right now, today, gold is still dirt cheap. Now, about 39 million families in this country are going to begin receiving payments from the new refundable child tax. What? Now, understand something. I'm not an advocate of paper gold in the form of stocks or anything else, because the same technicals can be applied to both. For most of us, accumulating the physical is far more important. Yes, the stuff is still cheap compared to where it's going to go. Now, it doesn't mean that it's cheap, okay? Because as I've talked about it, and many of you have been purchasing, we've watched gold do insane things. You know, the majority of the products that we sold from our client over the last 3.5 weeks or so has been insane to me. Absolutely insane. Some of the worst figures above spot that I've ever seen in my life. I'm not out selling American Eagles. I can, if that's something you decide that's what you want. Yes, I can get them for you. I don't like the premiums on Eagles. It's bad enough the premiums we're having to pay on other products, but the Eagles are insane. And I believe the days of taxation is going to be coming upon them anyway. I also don't trust our government and our treasury for the reasons that, if we go back historically to 1933, when Roosevelt, quote, everybody uses the term, but it's not totally true, confiscated gold. That's not what he did. Okay? They were going to force everybody to turn it in. Well, confiscate means they know you've got it. They're kicking in your door to come get it. Okay? That's not what was done. If you go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals and you go into the Y Gold section, you'll see the entire written and printed copy of what Roosevelt's law required. Now, it did allow one to continue to own and possess gold if you owned it in the form of a collection, different dates, mint marks, different denominations, $5, $10, $20, $50, $3, $4. Yes, we had $3 and $4 gold pieces. You know, a $3 gold piece and a 3-cent piece were invented for one purpose? To do business with the post office. Yeah. Look it up. So anyway, Roosevelt was a huge stamp collector. And his buddies came along and said, look, Rosie, Booby, Baby, if you make it illegal to own gold, I'm going to have to turn in my coin collection. Oh, oy vey, he said. We'll make a couple of changes to it, and everybody will be okay. I remember the 1960s, my grandfather showed me gold pieces he had since 1933. You never turned them in. Most people didn't. Those that were stupid enough to do so, 3 weeks after the May 1st confiscatory date was done, our government started packing that stuff up and shipping it off to France and other countries that would buy it because they were smarter than we were. Oh, but I forgot to tell you, they had increased the value of gold from 1875 an ounce up to 35 an ounce. Just 3 weeks after everybody turned their stuff in. So we took it in the shorts as usual. But here's the interesting point. There was $18 and some odd cents worth of gold in an old $20 gold piece. Just for your edification, that might be a St. Gaudens or a Liberty gold piece. But because it had a face value on it of $20, that's what they paid us. So we felt good because we profited by a buck and a quarter or something stupid like that. Then comes along 1986. The U.S. Mint begins to mint a brand new gold bullion coin. Bullion doesn't indicate that it's got a dollar value. it's not technically looked upon as spendable in a store. You wouldn't go down to Lowe's and buy yourself a new carpet job or pay them for a couple lawnmowers and a John Deere or whatever the heck you want. What was spot gold in 1986? Well, a hell of a lot higher than $50 an ounce. Because that's the face value that the U.S. Mint placed on that coin, $50. Does that mean when the poop hits the fan, if the government ever decides to make it illegal to own gold again, that they're only going to pay us $50? I don't trust them. Never have. Never will. We live in profound times, my people. You know, it may seem expensive on the surface trading gold near 2,000 an ounce, but the reality is contrary to the perception. Gold's actually trading about the same level as it did 10 years ago. But you got to think of the gains in stocks and bonds and real estate over the past 10 years. There's this thing called a SPY ETF. Electronic trading fund has gained over 350%. And until a recent correction, certain kinds of bonds had doubled. Now you take an even wider view, gold looks cheaper. But consider this, the gold price requires to back the monetary base is calculated from U.S. gold reserves, the gold price and the monetary base. In the 1930s, by the end of the 1970s, the gold price reached a level that backed 100% of the monetary base. Today, the gold price would need to reach $22,000 to achieve that same feat. Now, think about that. 2008 wasn't all that long ago. The gold price reached a 30% backing of the monetary base. For that to occur today, the gold price would need to hit $6,700. Simple mathematics. I want the goods. Don't miss the 10-bagger. Was that Bagger Vance? Actually, enjoyable film. And now we begin to get into another area. Two more headlines that were submitted to me by my friend. Both dealing with cryptocurrency. Gold versus crypto. The pivot to gold has begun, my friends. Why? Because we're living in a massive system failure. For a number of weeks, we've incurred the wrath of what we might want to call the gold-only bugs. Constantly haranguing them about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Other folks would state that only gold can beat the central banks. Authors have made their positions quite clear. In a world of digital money and accelerating technology, there is room for both assets as stores of value for different types of investors. Maybe taking an ideological position for either is stupid as well as arrogant. My concern is risk. I mean, I must say, I don't believe in putting all of our eggs in one basket in markets that are as cocked up and purposefully manipulated as these. Simply bad asset management. Risk is ultimately not someone else's problem, no matter how much Wall Street tries to convince of this otherwise. Risk is our problem. It's your problem. So now the gold and the crypto communities have been at each other's throats for months. Bitcoin continued rallying off the corona apocalypse from last March, while gold peaked in August and ground out a truly demoralizing 8-month bear market. Now, I don't think it was as demoralizing as this guy says. It wasn't that long ago that gold hit $1,670 an ounce. Well, that was bad overall. But wait a minute. Where is it today? Gold's currently sitting at $1,875. Do you know that only a month ago, gold sat at $1,777 an ounce? And we're sitting at $1,875 right now. I don't think too many of you are going to complain about that. And I'll tell you why. When our friend sent all the goods in to sell, he established the spot gold figure. Honestly, fairly. The spot figure he gave me for all the gold that he sent, the Uruguayans, the British sovereigns, the French, the Swiss, the Italian, the Austrian, pieces from the Netherlands, all those gold pieces that we were selling were based not at its current daily market, 1875, 1825, whatever it was. It was all based on 1777. And so I went online, and I did a lot of calculation each time we put an offer out there. And we took a look at what spot gold was at the time, what people were offering those very coins for on the market. And beat the living daylights out of everybody. Partially because we were basing on a somewhat lower spot figure. Nothing wrong with that. These are things we try to do. It brought some of the fairest, best pricing out there I've been able to provide in a long, long time. Cryptocurrency number two. Come on. Open up, you turkey. What is this nonsense? Oh, okay. Same writer. For the past few weeks, he says, I've incurred the wrath of what I'm now calling the gold-only bugs. Constantly haranguing him about Bitcoin and crypto. This is the same damn article. Slightly different title, but it's the same damn article, I think. No, you're stupid, Bennett. You went back to number one again. I'm brain dead. Yeah, still lack of sleep. But I'm doing fine. There's an article written by Matthew Pippenberg called Bitcoin versus Gold, A Tired Debate. He said, we've written elsewhere about the ironic overuse of logic to justify otherwise illogical biases. As Swiss-based precious metals professionals who see physical gold and silver as currency protection, outside of an openly illogical and dangerously fractured banking system, it is more than fair for some to challenge the logic when it comes to precious metals ownership. Now, this is published on gold.switzerland. Actually, it's just goldswitzerland.com. I don't think it is such a tired debate, and for reasons we're going to get into in a few minutes. There are some big problems going on. Big, big, big problems. I don't share these stories to crap on cryptocurrencies, but to make you realize that there are some issues that most people in America don't get. And they don't get it because they don't want to. My son's a perfectly good example. Absolutely a perfectly good example. He's decided to get involved with markets. Don't use your brains and put some of it in gold and silver, physical stuff you've got possession of. Put it all in the markets. Roll the dice, baby. I don't know how much he may have had in Bitcoin, but he's taken a real interesting bath here lately. 50% in the last month. And the sad thing is all the warnings were there.
The crash heard around the world. 30% plunge in Bitcoin overnight on May the 18th. That's just 2 days ago. By the close, the losses were reduced, and yet over the past month, it has plunged 50%. Now, the bulls, of course, have called. And keeping in mind, in this case, I mean the bullshitters. The bulls are ones who sell paper investments. The Bitcoin bulls have called Bitcoin a store of value, a replacement for gold and the dollar, and other pure fairy tales. You see, cryptocurrencies are merely an electronic figment of the imagination. It's electronic. It does not exist. Oh, they make a nice little pretty picture stamp with a Bitcoin logo on it that makes it look like real gold. These are things that have been developed for marketing purposes, to con job. And here's one of the key functions. Our government can prohibit Bitcoin overnight because only the U.S. Treasury is allowed to coin money. Did you understand that? Our government can cause the cessation of it tomorrow morning. And all the money that you've put into Bitcoin, like the name of the 1939 movie, will be gone with the wind. And by then, you'll just wish to hell you'd bailed out at the 50% loss. Then, of course, hence the reason for my opening song today. Article originally titled Fed to Publish Report on U.S. Digital Currency This Summer. No, I retitled it. People get ready. There's a train coming. At 2 p.m. today, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell reminded the peasantry that the Federal Reserve itself is planning on rolling out its own CBDC, in other words, digital dollar. And they've announced that the Fed plans to publish this summer a discussion paper which will explore the implications of rapidly evolving technology for digital payments, with a particular focus on the probability of issuing a U.S. central bank digital currency. And when that happens, every dime you've stuck in any other form of digital currency will be gone with the wind. Oh, there's more to this story. Different article, but there's more to the story. The Fed announces they're going to publish a report. Well, personally, that's kind of spooky to me. I don't really care. Well, wait a minute. This is Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve is not a division of the federal government. It's more a division of Wall Street. And yet the Federal Reserve dictates every bit of economic anything that we have. Magnified, sanctified. Stay with us. Holy name. We shall return.
Crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with a building cold. Cul-de-sacs on a country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American towns. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom and pop five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go?
Good question. Pretty much gone to hell in one form or another. Speaking about Federal Reserve Chairman Powell, he's made it quite clear that he wants the Fed to play a leading role in this development of international standards for government-issued cryptocurrencies. And you know what that's going to do. Or do you? Well, let's take a look. The Treasury Department is now calling for crypto transactions over $10,000 to be reported to the IRS, which, by the way, sent the value of Bitcoin back below $40,000 today. The government. Sticking their nose into it as always. Within the content of the new financial account reporting regime, cryptocurrencies and crypto asset exchange accounts and payment service accounts that accept cryptocurrencies would be covered. And furthermore, as with cash transactions, businesses that receive crypto assets with a fair market value of more than 10 grand would also be reported on. Keep in mind the term of cash transactions. Now, I've got clients who, a woman I was speaking with recently, who was concerned that her purchase would be reportable. I said, why? Well, the $10,000 business. I said, let's make this simple. Let's simplify it all. First of all, if you were to come to me this week and say, I want to buy $9,800 worth of gold, I want to keep it below $10,000, and you send me the funds for it, and a week and a half later, you decide you want to buy some more, and it winds up at, you know, $99.30 or something like that, and you send the funds for it, and you come back a week later and spend $9,700. Well, and I've had clients that have done that. That raises a red flag. Because it makes it appear that you're trying to intentionally not spend $30,000 and get reported. And I've shared this with you many, many, many times over for a lot of years. 30 years in business. When I say in business, I'm talking about being a precious metals dealer. Sometimes with some other companies in 1996, developed my own because I didn't like the lies and the deceit and the caca that was being dished out to everybody. I have never once been required to report a single transaction, not one. I know the laws, and I try to guide accordingly. Of course, I'm not supposed to tell people about the risk of doing three or four transactions in short time periods of spending in the upper $9,000 range. Yeah. That client years ago used to, about once a month, send me $1,500 cash to buy stuff. And one day I got a call from the FBI. And I was subpoenaed that I was going to have to go to Indianapolis with his records for the man's court trial. But within the subpoena, they gave me a phone number to contact, and I did talk to an agent with the FBI. Wanted to know what I knew about the guy. I said, well, I've been doing business with him for some years. I said, he's always paid me in cash. $1,200, $1,500 range every time. I said, my understanding is he's an airline pilot. When he gets paid, he cashes his check and pays everything in cash. His mortgage payment, his utility bills, obviously his groceries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there was nothing unusual about it. No attempt to play games, hide anything. By the time I was done, the agent said, Mr. Bennett, there's no need for you to come out here. I will issue a removal of that. You obviously do know your customer, and you've done nothing to violate anything, and that was it. And told me to hang on to his phone number. If I ever had any questions, any problems, give him a call. Well, I never had to. I mean, I don't want to deal with those characters any more than I have to, do you? One other headline I think I shared with you on Tuesday. A couple of headlines. Gold price on its way to 2,000. Bitcoin stumbles. No relief in sight. Food prices continue to go up. Silver broke through 28. No silver to be had on either side of the Atlantic Ocean. Well, that's not totally true. It's out there, but my God, what you got to pay to get it is insane. I'm still working my butt off to see what we can negotiate. I found some other places where I may open up some negotiations with and see what I can do, how they want to conduct business. They've got product. They've got some stock. Something interesting that a client of mine called me Friday night, left a message on the machine, Jeff, it's so-and-so, and I dropped a check for $10,000 in the mail to you. And once again, I've dealt with this man for many, many years. Now, if you want to play the game, then, oh, gee, $10,000, I better report him. Oh, please, come on. The hell out of here. He wanted a mix of gold and silver. Well, he's acquired a lot of silver from me over the years, but very little gold. So he's kind of left that up to me. So I've done something a little unusual for him. And I acquired 91-ounce silver rounds. One that, as of right now, I've been able to specialize in. They're 999 fine. They're 1-ounce silver rounds. They look exactly like the old Walking Liberty half dollar, the old 50-cent piece that we, many of us, spent as kids, 40s, 50s, before they came along with the Franklin piece, which was butt ugly. And then they came along with the Kennedy piece after that. Walking Liberty, to me, was one of the most exquisite designs of American coinage. So the client is getting some of those. We did have a brief discussion, talked a little bit about gold. Didn't talk specifics, left things kind of up in the air. And then I found out that a product that I am in absolute favor of was available. And I do have them available. It is a 50-gram Valcombi combi bar. This bar, in effect, comes in a little plastic flat container that kind of looks like a special holder for a credit card. And each of these 1-gram pieces breaks into, it breaks off, it snaps off clean. So from a way to own gold that's in a small, barterable, tradable format, you can break off 1 or 2 grams. Now, the obvious situation you've got to do is begin to work with people in your community to get them to understand that with what's coming, would they consider accepting gold and silver in exchange for their services, their products, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm going to share with you right now is rough idea. He doesn't even know it yet, but he's got 90 ounces of silver coming and 100 grams, 250-gram bars. And they're phenomenal. If you were to go to, and I badly need to update this factor, but if you were to go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals, in the black bar directly below the image of the giant gold nugget, that is a real nugget. It's a very large one. If you scroll down there, the first thing you'll see below the headline is the Combi Bar Vault. Now, I have major updating to do in there with both gold and silver. but you will see an image of the 50-gram piece. You'll see an image of a man snapping it with his fingers and how clean they come off. Credit card size combi bar can easily break into 1 gram pieces of gold, suitably be used as a, let's call it a crisis payment. We can get them in, I can get you straight 1 ounce bars. We can get, 10 ounce bars. We can get numerous different sizes of these gram pieces. You'll notice how they're all clearly marked as to what they are. There's also a photograph of, I can't tell which piece that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's got to be the 50 grammer as well. I can get 100 gram pieces. We can get similar things in silver. Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting stuff. And, folks, it's not a credit card, but it's the size of a credit card. You can slip it into your purse, your wallet, pull it out to purchase goods. It's just like a normal credit card. The Valcombi Gold Combi Bar. Currently available for around $3,300. Very, very unique stuff. Go take a look at it. Got some interest, do give me a call. We'll continue to make sure they're available. They've not been available for a while in any great numbers. I've got some that are being shipped to me right now. They're going out tomorrow morning to meet this client's design, but his needs. We also had some other clients that purchased a different Valcombi bar that was a 1 ounce card that would also break into 1/10 ounce pieces. Yeah. Interesting stuff. For some people, a 1/10 is an easier thing to manage. They don't understand the gram situation. At another time, I'll share with you what the value of a gram is and how you figure it. It seems to me that there's something like 1.6 blah, 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 blah ounces of gold in the 50-gram piece. So you take that 1.6 whatever, divide it by 50, that tells you, what your actual net weight of that gram is in positions that one can understand. Also, I don't know if I can find this quickly enough. I don't think I can. Let's see. No, she also bought a couple of 50-gram pieces. Had a couple of folks that recently purchased. I got to watch my time. I've got an announcement to make for tomorrow night. Anyway, let's talk about this further another time. If you have any interest in looking at the 50-gram pieces or the hundreds or the 1 ounce that breaks into tens, give me a call. More than happy to talk with you and let you know what's out there, what's available, get some current pricing for you on a moment-to-moment basis. It is all worth looking at. It's a great way to own gold. I like the cleanliness of the portability. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Notice I don't get all excited when it comes to a sales pitch. I'm just laying out the facts. Think about all that's coming. I want the security. Now, tomorrow night's broadcast, I have some commitments. And it is my plan at this point to probably not be here. However, we're going to do something a little unusual. I've only actually done it once here since my return to this network. I don't even know when. It's been a while. I used to take Friday nights and take a break from all the political and all the economic and the health business and, in these days, the vaccine stuff. And believe me, they want to stick it to us in every way they possibly can. I used to take Friday nights, and that's back in the day when I had a two-hour program, and would do a wide range of different kind of music programs. We'd stay away from the politics. There is a form of music that I've used on and off on this program many times, and I enjoy doing it. And we're going to do that tomorrow night. I've had amazingly interesting response to some of the selections of music that we use, and I think most of you know I'm a jazz lover. And you may not like it. You may like it. 1959. I was 11 years old. I had been buying little bits of silver as a 10-year-old kid for a year. Some unique things happened in 1959. It was the seismic year that jazz broke away from the complex bebop music to new forms. It allowed soloists unprecedented freedoms to explore, to express. And it was a very pivotal year for America. The nation itself was finding its groove, enjoying undreamt of freedom and wealth, social and racial, and upheavals were just around the corner. Jazz was ahead of the curve. There were four major jazz albums issued that year, each a high watermark for the artists and powerful reflection of the times. Each opened up dramatic new possibilities for jazz, which continue to be felt to this day. Miles Davis and Kind of Blue, Dave Brubeck, the Time Out album, an album that I became very familiar with that year because of some people whose sons I was babysitting. And we remained friends for many, many, many years. Years later, went to see a Dave Brubeck concert at the university my wife worked at in Illinois at that time. Charles Mingus had an amazing album that year. Ornette Coleman. Strange Cat. Great stories, though. And so, The Shape of Jazz to Come. That was Coleman's album title. And there are some interesting archives, marvelous performances in this program, a few interviews with people like Lou Reed, Dave Brubeck, Coleman, Charlie Hayden, Herbie Hancock, Joe Morello, who was Brubeck's drummer, and a man named Jimmy Cobb. To this day, the only surviving member of Miles Davis's band. Also some jazz movers and shakers from the 50s and beyond. Good music, great interviews. Learn something new. Enjoy it. If you can't stand jazz, then don't tune in. 1959, the year that changed jazz. I think about the kind of music I listened to back then. Opera. Not that I was a hoi polloi. Country and Western. The old stuff. Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, Hank Snow, etc., etc. I was never a Presley fan. I just was not into that kind of stuff. 1962, I enjoyed Living Daylights out of Roy Orbison. And so did my girlfriend Sally. Her birthday will be coming around the 7th of July. And I'll remember it as I still do all these years later. I'll go take a look at a few yellow roses and remember Sally. So, tune in tomorrow night. You may find some things of interest. You may hear some things you've heard before and never knew where it came from or anything about it. It's cool stuff. Gives me a break, gives you a break. Sit back, relax. A little glass of wine, a little sip of scotch. Whatever turns you on, enjoy the tunes. Enjoy things that come out of a so much simpler time. That's the reality of it. Things that we'll never see again. All we can do is listen to them and hear it and remember. That's not all bad. I like to call it gold of another type. So do tune in and enjoy it. I have gotten a lot accomplished this week. And unfortunately, some of that's been at the cost of not being on the air. And I thank you for your patience. Let's get on out of here with some Sam Cooke. Enjoy jazz tomorrow, and I'll see y'all on Monday.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.